the Gemara in Daf Chuf Yom Aleves on the bottom is going on the Mishnah that Mishnah said earlier, if a person makes a shurah shal eichel va'achol nevelus shetreif v'shatzim umasim, he's chayiv, and Mishnah says you're potter. So the Gemara asks, why is he chayiv? L'chari is mushba v'ayimad mer ha-sinai not to eat these dvarim. And the Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan mekal dvarim v'tarim dvarim ha-asurim. They say that we're talking about where you're a kailo, and therefore the shul will be chav. Shalka shama yata maitzel ibu mefarash chatzishir v'libu darabanan ibu sam libu darabakiva. Damar adam maitzel atzam b'chol shu, and therefore it would only be tzamash b'vayman, and therefore the shul is chav. And the Gemara says, Vishal Rabbi Yochanan amakar shalka shtemukam le'masisin k'tev yakol. Elo shalka shama yata maitzel amakar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan did not say like Rabbi Shalka is because he wants the Mishnah to work out k'tev yakol. So Tyson asks Akasha, he says, why is he going to have to come into that? Why don't we just say the Rabbi Yochanan Lashitasa couldn't say like Rish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan holds a new man, Dafan Gimel, the Chatzishir is awesome in Atar. So if his Chatzishir is awesome in Atar, it's a Issa Daraisa, then Chatzishir itself is Mushba Bayman. So it's Pashut why Rabbi Yochanan can't say Rish Lakish, why do we need to come out to this reason of Mukam Lilam Asnisan, Devri Hakol? And Taisus answers that even though Chatzishir is awesome in Atara, still it's not considered Mushba Ba'imid. He says, Veshlaim akim into Lake Issa Ba'am, Allah Mushba Ba'imid Chashav Le Kidipirashi Lael. That being that it's only Issa Ba'am, therefore it's not considered Mushba Ba'imid, and therefore the Shul will be Chal, even though it's awesome in Atara. And the Pashas, Taisus means, like the Vishana speak out, that being that even though it's awesome in Atara, there's no Lav, there's no Malkus, there's no carbon, that's not an Issa Chamer that would be considered Mushba Ba'imid, and therefore the Shul is not going to be Chal. But the Ran, over here and in many places, as a society, he says a different part. He says anything which is not mafurish b'kra, it's only a drasha, that is not considered mushba v'ayimid, and the shul will be chal. Being that chatzishir is only learned from a drasha, therefore the shul will be chal, even though it's asam and atar. And the shayla is, achen rabad, what does that mean? Why should it make a difference whether it's midrasha or it's b'feirish? Either way, it's asam and atar. We hold that a drasha is the raisa, it's also like anything else. So why would that make an afkamino over here? And it seems to be mavur from the Ran. This is how the Achrenim understand it, that the Ran holds that the fact that something is only learned from a drasha and not the Farish, it means that there's a certain kula in the Chaimer Isser. The fact that it's only learned from a drasha, even though it's mamash min atar, but it's more kal than a different Isser, which is Beferish in the Tar. And for that reason, like Gabi the Din of Mushba Ba'imid, where an Isser Chamer could be kal and Isser kal, therefore the Din is that the Shul will be kal, even though it's mamash Taraisa, because the fact that it comes from a drasha, that itself is a kula. And therefore the din of Issachamer being Chal and Issachal would apply over here.